Greetings, Only Tans. Today is Friday, January 26th, and yesterday I welcomed onto the show Mike Zakarian of Team Hold, and we discussed NBA Top Shot, NBA Top Shot Fast Break. Of course, we've been talking about Fast Break every week now. We also talked some of the latest NBA news, like yesterday Luka Doncic kicked out a fan. There was the Wemby versus Chet showdown that got a little physical. Doc Rivers is the new head coach on the Milwaukee Bucks. Talked a little bit about So Rare as well, some of the trials and tribulations going on So Rare. And we talked about the upcoming Freshman Gems drop a little bit. And if you're interested in Fast Break and you're interested also in like the future of Fast Break, if you are wondering where this could go, we touch on that a little bit as well. But anyway, if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to like it, review it wherever you get your podcasts. And if you are listening to this, then you could be eligible to win a Jason Tatum metallic gold moment, but it's only going to run until tomorrow. So get to the YouTube page, that's Tandy Time on YouTube, and leave your Top Shot name as a comment under the video, and you could be eligible to win a Jason Tatum metallic gold rare moment. And that's a very valuable moment to have on Fast Break, that's for sure. So recall that nothing you hear in this episode should be considered financial advice, and let's jump right into it. Everybody, thank you for being here. I hope you had a nice time with Michael Solrarian just now on his stream, where he sets you up for the day ahead of NBA Fast Break on NBA Top Shot. We'll cover a little bit of Fast Break as well, and we'll just go where the chat takes us. That's what we like to do on this show. So I see a lot of familiar names, some new names as well. Let's see, who are the new names in here? I think Matic Auto is smoking something. That's a new name. Mr. GB Proofs as well. And I can't, no, Rykan, I know you. All right. So nice to see you all. Let's just jump right into it and bring in Mike. I should have uploaded the old one. I don't have it. But let's give him a Hacking the Code. There he is.
Wow. That's pretty good. I don't think I've seen that one. That's solid.
Yeah. That one actually, it's supposed to be about like looking through the code and trying to figure out what's coming next on the Top Shot website. That's where that came from.
That's good. I like it. I like it. Mm-hmm.
So we got John Boy Beats is here. Hello, John Boy Beats.
Slow work day for John, I imagine. It's a quiet day over there. Mm.
Desired to hear Jesse Lemon. Hello, Mr. Lemon. And Matic is a fresh sub. That's what we like to hear.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And I didn't realize that Mr. John Boy Beats is a Mr. 75,000. Is that with the underdog, updog thing that's going on?
Yeah, he won one of those football best ball contests for the NFL regular season. He came in first of just a million. And I think he won, 75,000 for that.
And I think the OTM, Justin also came in like first or something recently.
He had won quite a bit in that in that run too. I can't remember what his final number was. He thought he had a shot at winning like a million or something like that. And yeah. I think he came up a little bit short, but that's still very impressive.
And you know that someone did once win $1 million in our circle, right? The who's his name? What's his name again? He used to do
podcast. When he won the DK Millie. He won the I'm blanking on his name too. He actually built a couple of Top Shot tools early on.
Did he?
And then he left and made more money than us, I think.
Well, I think he made more money than most. But yeah, very impressive. There's definitely some smart individuals in this community. I unfortunately am not one of them, but you know, at least they say that you should surround yourselves with people smarter than you. So I feel good about that part.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Sharp.
Yeah. All right. Well, where should we begin? I feel like the hot subject lately is Fast Break. I mean, let me know, what did you do already today? Because I was giving my kids baths and such, so I wasn't able to tune in, but I will leave a comment, as I suggest.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you qualify. Shout out Thomas, who won. What did he win today? He won the Halliburton, I think, the Halliburton debut. So shout out JJL Smith too, who like donated all that stuff. But yeah, I talked about it a little bit on Shot Tank last night too. I mean, the gameplay is pretty fun. Like, I think that's what is enticing to me about it. Like, there's some game theory about when you're playing guys, because you can only play them so many times each cycle. I think it's like a fun way to do stuff. I will always push back when they introduce something like this and everybody's like, holy shit, buckle up, hundreds of thousands of people, or 10 to 20,000, whatever the number that was thrown around yesterday. I just think this is a really good community building thing that they've built. It's not built on like the Top Shot captains coming up with something. Like, this is literally something that the community rallies around. They have fun with it. Forces them to, not forces them, but you come to the site, maybe you buy a moment or something. So I think like that's all like real positive stuff.
Yes, I think that's a great point. And I remember feeling a little uneasy. I think it must've been last year or the year before, when that was part of the strategy, when it was like, oh yeah, we're really just looking forward to seeing what like other people's websites can do. And I was like, why is that what we're doing? So it's I would agree with you that it's so much better to have something native. I imagine it's going to be on the app sooner rather than later. And yeah, I agree with you. I think it's really fun. I think it's really clever. I mean, prop betting obviously exists, but this is the whole idea of having to hold on to certain players and not use them today because you want to use them, you know, a few runs from now. It adds a whole new thing to like converse about and to enjoy. Go ahead.
No. And it seems like they're like testing stuff at a nice rate, right? Like, they're not everybody's not in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not 100,000 people. There's not. They didn't let the entire community in right away. They're like, let's see how this works. Let's make sure. Like, I think they're doing. The only thing I made fun of them for was the 3-point contest that they ended up changing when it was like they needed 25. And I'm like, literally, no one in the league averages 5 a game. So what are we doing?
Wasn't that still beyond the averages of like the available players?
Yeah, I think Steph leads the league right now, averaging like 4.5 a game. So yeah, that was, and maybe they just like wanted to give everyone an L and see how they'd react or something like that, and make it like incredibly hard. But yeah, I think it's great. All that being said, I haven't played once, but I really like talking about it. Like, that's why I like talking about the So Rare stuff. It's why I like talking about Underdog stuff. Like, that just scratches an itch that I enjoy.
What do you think it is that you haven't played? Knowing now that you could probably get an entry for like $1 a player.
Yeah, you know, I think it's bandwidth. I think it's like looking at the information is something that I already do anyways. And then to add another layer of being like, okay, this is another thing I got to keep tabs on. I bet you, though, that after this round of it, I'll probably enter a couple of times, you know, because you're right, it's like it's like $4. Like, I don't have to break the bank to go do it. So I imagine starting like fresh with the next round, I'll definitely mess around with it a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can go on Floaty as well, and you know, pay less than $1 for the players.
Do you have a partnership with Floaty? Are you shilling right now?
I don't, but Floaty, hit me up. I will shill your wares.
There are people I've never heard of, and not that I'm deep in it, that have partnerships with Floaty. How do you not have a partnership with Floaty?
I don't know. Maybe I upset Mike Levy in the past. I may have done that. Jesus. I don't know. But yeah, so I totally agree with you there. And I do think it's fun. It's engaging. I mean, what do you think about some of the people that have want to FUD certain aspects of it? So like, first of all, I think a very clear thing to have some hesitation about is just if it can scale in terms of how the prizing works, right? Because they're not taking in like new prize money, let's call it, to be able to offer bigger and larger prizes. What do you think about that aspect of it?
Yeah, I think that is going to be their biggest challenge moving forward, is to figuring out how to continue to make it engaging. I think like I've heard, I know everybody popped in a couple blue chews and got rock hard when we found out it was going to be on the blockchain, baby. We're like, oh yeah. And so I know once that was announced, they're like, we can do whatever we want. And so, but I do think the idea of like being able to create your own like private contest for your different communities will be really cool. But the prizes thing is going to be real. Like that's going to be a real conversation that comes up. And right now it's fun because they're providing the prizes. It's brand new. So there's no, like, it's honeymoon phase with a lot of that stuff. And I think like if it becomes harder and harder because, you know, 10 to 20,000 people are going to start playing every day. And this is the same type of prize pool. And you've got like 1% of the community that are participating winning, that will become a problem. I do think there's like creative ways to mess around with it. John Boy brought up a pretty good one last night. Like, can they like mess with pack drops with this, right? Like by, you know, cause we know they have like gated pack stuff. Like can, if you do X amount, whatever, like maybe there's a cumulative contest that brings you into that gated community or whatever. I don't know. I'm sure they'll mess around with some stuff, but I'm sure. And I would like to believe that who's working on it, Vinyls is working on it, right? Whatever that team is, I would like to believe that they're probably already planning for that. Because that definitely will become a thing in the future.
The other thing also, so the way that I understand it too, is like they have all these rare drops and legendary drops and things of that nature. So they pull some out of every drop. So they're always good. They always should, in theory, have like hundreds of rares available every couple of weeks, you would think, right? But yes, you're right. Yeah. If and when, inshallah, it's 10,000 people on the platform playing this game every day, then yeah, we're going to have to get creative and think of how else we can do it, because you got to keep those percentages in check. It has to consistently be a certain percentage of people winning. And yeah, you're right, it can't feel like you have a 0.5% chance to win.
I mean,
that's just going to crush you.
We saw it happen with So Rare this season. They did a lot of really cool things with scarcity, where they drummed it way down. And but because of that like changes the prize structure a little bit, and they wiped out this rare contender contest. It's become so hard to do well unless you're Billy Jackson, who had, and I've brought this up multiple times, but had a Hall of Fame tweet like 2 weeks ago where he's like, everybody's saying how hard it is, here's how much I've won. And I was like, good for you, man. Good for you. But
the 1% of the 1%.
Yeah. I do. But that becomes a real thing, right? Like if you're like, oh man, I'm putting all this time and energy into something, and maybe even buying some stuff for something, and it's just like L after L after L. And it's not because you suck at the game, it's because 12 people out of 5,000 win every time. That ultimately will wear down on some people.
So what's going on in that regard? Because I haven't been very tuned in to what's going on in So Rare. I mean, I do see Shuckster saying,
no, Shuckster's so mad. Shuckster's so mad.
those tweets are fun.
Shuckster's so mad too. And the best part is, like, he's got some like valid stuff in there. But some of it is just, he hadn't been paying attention. Like they had announced that a while ago. I think it's going fine. I think they definitely have some issues what's the best way to put it? I think the gameplay is really fun. Like, I think I like the idea of like this capped environment where you have to, you know, construct a lineup, but you can only use X amount of point. It's like building a DFS lineup similar to that. I really like that. And I think the scarcity thing that they addressed was really important. They've updated their app a little bit, but they haven't really been too creative with their contest. They did a sick thing with the in-season tournament. They did this like throughout the entire in-season tournament, they did this big tournament where you'd accumulate points week to week, like in a cumulative way. And they had like big cash prizes for everything like that. And it was really awesome. And then it's been pretty quiet since then. So, I mean, they're still doing the same contest or whatever, but we'll see. I imagine they do something similar in the playoffs, but they have the same problems that every community has, right? They've got the same ones that everybody has. Like there's people who are like, this is the best thing that's ever been fucking invented. And once everyone else is on board, we're going to the moon. And then there's other people then there's Shuckster. and then there's other people who fire out tweets like that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. It makes sense. It is tough to like grow and keep everybody happy. But it is curious All right. Well, I think that pretty much covers it. Yeah. So in terms of Fast break. Do we want to, what have you already told the kind people about like tonight's challenge? You want to talk about it all about like strategy for today? Today's points in the paint. I can bring up some information here.
Yeah. I think points in the paint is a little bit trickier to project. And I don't know, I feel like everybody has different opinions on this. And again, the people who are playing it more efficiently, maybe have different thoughts. I think you just try to survive in advance. I don't think you try to get too weird. Like, I know people have been, you know, like, oh, dude, we're going to go off the radar here with this one. For points in the paint, I mean, if you just play AD, Embiid, Sabonis, and Jokic, I think they probably get you to 60. And then you don't even have to get that weird. But I don't know. What's your lineup for tonight? Did you already build yours?
So this is my lineup currently, but partially that's because I have no more AD or Jokic or Bam or Randall or Fox. I could
because you've already used them, or because you don't have any moments.
I've already used them. So currently, okay, this is my lineup.
Yeah, I think that's good. My only concern with Nick Claxton tonight is, and this is what we've been doing on the show, is at the beginning of the show, we actually go to Underdog, so I can shill that. But mm-hmm. we look at the prop bets of like where their points are. And I think like Claxton is like 11 and a half points. And granted, like all of his points will come in the paint. It's not like he's knocking down threes. So he makes me a little bit nervous, but just because he's going up against Rudy. And I know LeBron has a questionable tag, but I think LeBron's going to play. He's got a questionable tag every single night. So I don't know what to tell you.
So this is another similar kind of website where it's like fantasy based information. But yeah, similar idea. So unfortunately, there's no points in the paint thing here. But for example, if I were to do a filter by points, and I mean, Claxton isn't even anywhere to be found here. Where is he?
But I mean, I get what you're saying, though, because like the other guy that I was really interested in tonight was Rudy. Because Rudy's, I think his points are at four. He's at 13 and a half or 14 and a half. And like Rudy's similar to Claxton, right? Where he's not going to take any jump shots, but at least he's also not going against Rudy, you know, like he doesn't have to get defended by himself. So I feel like Rudy is someone who's kind of sneaky tonight. I also think the other situation that I was looking up is Washington is the worst or one of the worst teams in the league against the like bigs in the paint. And so somebody like Lauri Markkanen or even a Colin Sexton could get up there.
Yeah, let's see what the sharps are saying. Colin Sexton, 23 points. I mean, I don't know how much of that is usually done in the paint. I'd have to go open up that other weird site with like the funny drawings of people. but yeah.
Stabbies.
Yeah, I'm not sure, honestly. I mean, my strategy thus far has been to kind of just go as hard as I can with as chalky as I can. Because I feel like a few times when I've gotten cute, I've lost by like two rebounds or something. I'm like, oh, what the hell is I thinking?
It's one of those things where I don't think you need to get cute until you have to. Like, I wouldn't force the cuteness. I think there are times, right, where like tonight, if you're like, man, I would really like to use Embiid for the, or AD is a better example. I'd really like to use AD for the block and rebound one, right? Yeah. And you're like, I want to save AD and I have Randall or I have Sabonis or somebody like that. Then I think you can go, I think whatever, fine, you can save AD. But if you're like, well, I'm gonna roll out Mikal Bridges because I don't want to. It's like, no, dude, just go get the win. Go get the win and then figure out the next slate, you know?
Yeah. Bagley's kind of an interesting one. I mean, I think that's because he doesn't have a lot of stats yet, right, on that team. I mean.
Yeah, I wasn't encouraging people to play Bagley last night for the rebounds, although I know he got there and he was super efficient, but he's coming off the bench and only played 26 minutes. He got like 15 boards in 26 minutes. So
yeah, that's crazy.
Like, That's a crazy efficiency rate and rebounding, but I don't know. But who are they? They're playing Utah. Yeah, actually, listen. Yeah, let me eat crow. Bagley's probably a great play
because Utah's a pretty poor defensive team. Is that right? I know that Pacers are not very good. Actually, I don't know if Utah is or not.
The only thing about, so I would like, if Bagley was starting, like, I'd be more interested in Daniel Gafford tonight, only because Bagley, when he comes in, he's going to check in against Walker Kessler. Mm-hmm. So that might be a little bit more difficult.
And Kuzma, I don't know if I can trust him.
Yeah, he projects really well, like points wise, but again, the points in the paint thing is tricky. Let me actually, I think I still have this up here. Hold on one sec. Some of the guys that like really jumped off, it was like a clear Embiid, Sabonis, AD, Jokic was like how you wanted to start. And then Pascal Siakam, I think, is kind of interesting tonight too. They have a decent total against the Sixers and they play fast. And I think his over under is like 19 and a half or 20 and a half points. And I imagine most of those come down low.
Yeah. Let's see what the fantasy sharps are saying about Siakam. So let's see what the line is for his points today. It is 20 and a half. So who, yeah. Okay. So 20 and a half. I forget who I was looking at now, but it was like 23 points, but 20 and a half for Siakam. You'd think that a lot of those are in the paint. Yeah. I don't know. This is just a much tougher type of proposition tonight, I feel.
Yeah. I think this is one, especially looking up at the, like the 33 point attempts, 15 3-point makes. Like, I think that is going to, that's tomorrow. That's going to be much more attainable. The 35 plus minus is kind of a weird one. Yeah. 12 offensive rebounds, like 150 points. Like I do think it'll be a little bit easier. This is probably this one in the 50 rebounds, 10 blocks, because 10 blocks are just super hard to project. There's so much variance in those, especially if you don't have Wemby.
Yeah, exactly. The blocks and also the blocks and steals night is also impossible. So yeah. By the way, if you're not using Floaty right now, I'm about to buy this Bagley and I'll show you how you do it. Unfortunately, I couldn't find one under a dollar, but the reason why I'm buying this one is relatively low cereal, even though it's not that low, but it's a dollar and it's a better cereal than you can get on the platform for a dollar. So that's how you use it. You hit the buy button. It connects to your Dapper wallet. You get the little pop-up, which you guys can't see right now, and you approve it, and then it shows up in your account. So that's what happens with floaty.io.
Are you, you really don't have a partnership with them?
I don't, but I'll message Mike. I'll say, Mike, let's make it happen.
Yeah. It's out of control. It's out of control.
Anyway, while that's processing, we do have some kindness in the chat. Let's see. Where is it? We have Jump Shoot. Where it came up somewhere. Hold on. We have Boss of Base right here. Oh, geez, it's not working. Hold on. Here it is. Boss of Base, thank you, sir. Ice cream so good. Yes, yes, yes. Yum, yum. Strong woman. And we also have Jump Shoot. Mike, would you like to do the honors?
Oh, wait, what is it again? Ice cream so good. Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum. Ice cream so good. Yum, yum, yum. Jump Shoot.
There you go. That's how you do it. All right. Thank you. Oh shit, I could have gotten a free one. But you know, Mets, I was trying to show off to Mike Levy that I'm very good at this.
To NBL. You're showing off to NBL. You gotta be careful though. You never know. You might get called a shill if you start doing that. I think you gotta stay partnership free, you know?
No, I disagree. I need some money, so I'll shill just about anything. I'm shilling. Capacity is very much high and unused at the moment, so I will show anything.
Speaking of that, I don't think it's going to happen, but a company that is a rival to Peloton, and I can't remember the name of it.
Hold on, Mike. Are you going to give me Mike? I told you if you're going to do a tangential, you got to tell me ahead of time.
Oh yeah, tangential. Right, sorry, my bad. That's great. Right, that's great. My bad. It's like a Peloton competitor was like, hey, listen, these are $700 bikes. We'll give you a bike and you get 10% of whoever buys a bike. And I was like, I mean, I will take a bike. I will absolutely take a bike. I'm not above bikes. I don't know how often someone's going to be like, dude, there's this YouTuber. I think I'm going to drop $700 on this bike. Like, I don't know how many times that happens.
Wait, so they were going to give you a $700 bike for free? Is that right?
Yeah.
And you didn't want it? You didn't take the offer?
No. I did. I reached back out to him. We'll see what happens.
Okay. So this is happening now.
Yeah. This is just like a couple weeks ago. And that's why I can't remember the name of the company either. And I'm not going to remember it until they send me that bike.
Exactly. That would actually be really funny. I think you should set the bike up a little bit behind you and just have a stream, have a show while you're doing the bike, just like the people who do their Pelotons, they watch the person. So you'll be like, oh, if you want to do this with me, here's the affiliate link, you know, and then you'll have a show and you guys will just all be on your bikes together.
Yeah, we'll call it Zealoton. It'll be like the Zealoton show. And we'll, you know, that's what we'll do all the fast break shows on from the bike. Mike Bike Carrion, that's pretty good from Boston Base. Maybe I'll just be a bike guy. I'll just really lean into bikes.
I really like that idea, actually. I like it a lot.
Physically, I could use it. Like, I could definitely benefit from that.
That's true, Mike. I was going to ask you, first of all, did you have any New Year's resolutions?
Dude, I tried to do a dry January. I didn't make it.
No, didn't make it. How many days?
You know, like maybe 2 weeks, man. The problem is I host these like in-person shows that are at bars and it's just impossible. It's like, and it's not like I'm out there just going ham, but it's just like, I'm gonna have a drink with it, you know?
Yeah. Are you at least drinking like a nice beer?
Yeah. I'm not. Yes. I only drink good stuff. I think it's good stuff, but yeah, I only drink, some fancy New York, some crafty crafts, you know?
Yeah. Gotta go crafty. It's kind of like, I forgot who said something about this. It might've been my wife. She read something, which is like, if you're going to have a piece of cake or something, like, you know, it's not good for you. So if you're going to have a beer, have the best beer you could possibly have. If you're going to have a cake, get the most beautiful piece of cake, you know, don't half-ass it. Cause then you're eating that crap and it's not even that good.
No, that is good. I think that's good advice.
Yeah. All right. That's okay. So that was your big one. Cause I thought I remembered like several weeks ago, maybe months ago, I remember you were like going to the gym. So I thought that maybe that was like your resolution.
Yeah, I started some more athletic activity this year. That's for sure. I definitely did get back into the gym and I was like getting in really good shape and then I got hurt again. So my body is failing me. So we're easing back into it now. A lot of stretching, lot of yoga now, you know.
Really?
We're attacking up here before we're attacking down here, you know?
I see. So are you doing the group yoga classes? Are you walking around New York City with the thing under your, what's it called? The yoga mat, holding the yoga mat?
No. I would love to do that. I'm way too intimidated for just so many different reasons. Way too intimidated. I would still be the same height as everyone, but I would be the only man in most of those. I just do it at home.
Yeah, I'm kind of intimidated by group exercise classes.
Yeah, I am too.
What do you think it is? Why do women want to do group exercise classes, whereas that repels me? Why do you think that is?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's a more, I'm very hesitant to come up with guesses. Maybe it's a more community-based thing. I don't know. Maybe there's more. And maybe it's like a safer space because I would imagine most gyms are very dude-heavy and these classes are not dude-heavy. So it probably feels less, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it might be this. It might be that I'm afraid of women. That could be it.
I get that from you.
Mm-hmm, thank you. You know, I don't want to, like, what's it called when like too many women get together and then they're that's probably not a good joke for the show. Anyway, we'll just continue here. So how about some NBA news? What did you think about last night? I don't have the clip ready, but Luka Doncic is playing basketball. There's some guy in the second row. He's talking his talk to Luka the whole game. Then he tells Luka, and basically kind of aligned with what we're talking about now. He's like, Luka, you're fat and you're tired. And then Luka kicks him out of the game. Why do you think that was the straw that broke the camel's back?
I don't. Yeah, if that's really all he said, it sounded like Luka was like, hey, he's doing it all game, and he just got tired of it. I imagine he was just tired of getting his ass kicked tonight. Like, I think that was pretty bad. Cause I do think there's a line that's crossed. I mean, Russell Westbrook has been on the other side of some pretty messed up stuff. Shout out the state of Utah a couple of times. And so like, right, you can definitely cross a line, but based on the reporting from ESPN's Tim McMahon, who was like sitting right next to the guy in the Booker jersey that got bounced. Also, shout out Devin Booker, who was like, yeah, give me that guy's info.
Oh, nice.
I know. I love it. You can definitely cross the line, but it sounds like he didn't cross the line. So it just sounds like Luka was having a little bit of a tantrum.
Mm. And someone said Luka's a baby. Luka does kind of look like a baby, doesn't he? Like, I like Luka, but his features kind of make him look like a big old baby, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he does, whine like the whole time. He complains the entire time, the entire game. He's doing that, and I like him too. I'm like a Luka fan. I needed him to keep that game a little bit closer last night, and he didn't.
Yeah, I like him too. I'm a big fan of Luka. I love that slow release. I just think he's a really exciting white. There's more news, more NBA news. Let's do a little. I don't know. Let's do a little palate cleanse. What should we do here? We should just do this one.
It's goddamn amazing.
Woo. All right. So the thing that was goddamn amazing, in my opinion, was that there was the Chet and Wemby showdown. I mean, there's not a whole lot to say there, but that was pretty crazy. Like, there was one moment that when I was watching those clips today, where was it Chet that like puts a shoulder right into Wemby's chest and they call the foul? Yeah. And what? Like, that was kind of crazy to me. It's like, wait a second. It almost looks a little personal at this point.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a little bit of a competitive juice between who like is the rookie of the year or who has the most hype behind them. It felt like a wacky inflatable arm guys just like fighting each other for a little bit. Like it was white Gumby versus French Gumby, and it was kind of funny to see. It didn't make sense. Like, it didn't look like humans every time. Wemby had some insane highlight where it was just like turn around that turned into a dunk, and I was like, I physically don't know how this happened.
It really is unbelievable. If he can get off, if he can get connected to Giannis's HGH guy, it's going to be scary times in the NBA.
Wait, hold on. I saw this is just reminding me of something else. So I'm sorry to pivot us. I saw a Travel Addict guy. Also, Travel Addict guy. I looked at your YouTube channel. You almost got 10K, baby.
Wow, it's impressive.
He says Luka needs some horses so he'll be chill like Joker, which is a funny joke. But also, Joe, did you see Jolly Joker's, the OTM bros, completely behind the paywall now? Did you see that today?
I think I saw that. I was a little confused by that decision. I got to say, like, I'm more of a fan of the blue magic approach by Denzel Washington in that movie, American Gangster, where you give the people a little taste.
A little taste.
Yeah, you got to give the people a little taste. I mean, you can't just shut them off. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. TJ, you're going to have to explain that one to me, but they probably ran some numbers and just figured out they don't want any of these pores on their site anymore, I think.
Or they're like, I was trying to figure out, because then it's like, well, you could buy Jolly Joker, though, and then it's lifetime OTM premium.
Fish dropped the cash. I mean, it's kind of like the Netflix decision. It's like, look, no more sharing. You can't just come on this website and just kind of rent seek. You got to pay up.
Yeah, but I was surprised by it. I wonder if they'll talk about it soon. I did see that they had I saw the email address, but I saw the email that went out about it, but I was curious about that. Mm. Also, K Dunn with a really good point. Maybe it's just that the little taste is for new users. And
Maddox kind of comes up with an interesting comment here, which is maybe the OTM is really the Soho Lounge. I mean, it's gated. Ooh. You can only get in with the Jolly Joker, right? Once you're inside, you don't know what's in there, but people want to get in.
That's a great point. Mm-hmm. That is a great point. We gotta ask Roham about it.
Yeah, we'll get him on. Let's give a little Roham drop while we go to the next topic here. Where the hell is it? Too slow today.
Roham. Has he ever come on the show?
He has not.
No.
I've gotten close. I've gotten in striking distance, but No.
Did it go something like that? Was it Dumbo being like, hey, I might be able to get you Roham next week. You interested?
I mean, I feel like I have been on a stream before where someone made a Roham joke and Dumbo was like, I could get him in right now. Like, I'll send him the link.
That's it.
All right.
We had that happen a couple of times.
All right. Let's a couple more topics here. Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers is coming back. They fire the coach, is doing a fantastic job. There's rumors going around that it's because, so he lost the locker room. I don't know if that's specifically Thanis Antetokounmpo. What is your take on that situation? Why do you get rid of a coach that is doing this well? I don't really understand it, even though I've read and heard some of the explanations doesn't really make sense to me. What do you think?
I think the vibes are just bad for a while. It was like isolated incidents throughout the season so far. Cause I was surprised that it happened when it happened, but I really thought this was like, we were leading to this. It felt like when Terry Stotts leaves at the beginning of the year, just as like, I'm done. Cause you're yelling at me in front of people. He's like, I'm out. I don't want to do this. So Terry Stotts leaves. Then they have like Damian Lillard. Like what I love about Dame is he consistently shows up in the fourth quarter and he consistently leaks to Chris Haynes. And like, and they're having the second, the IST game ended, the second they lose to the Pacers, all of a sudden, Chris Haynes is being like, yeah, Bobby Portis and Adrian Griffin were going at it in the locker room. And it's like, or like they switched the defense immediately, not because Adrian Griffin was like, hey, I think we should adjust our defense. This isn't working. It's because the team was like, hey, man, we're adjusting the defense. And I think like once that happens, it's hard to come back from it. I also thought that report was pretty wild that the front office was just showing up to practice for the last couple of weeks. And I made this joke earlier, but it reminds me of like if you were a teacher in the education space and, you know, like once a year, the principal comes in and observes, except this time they observed for like 14 straight days. That would make me pretty nervous.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like that one bit. So he's gone. It almost feels like, so I saw this clip of Bill Simmons posted to Twitter saying that he believes, and it's kind of funny too, because he sort of has a chip on his shoulder with Doc Rivers, but he believes that Doc Rivers is just so competitive and that he saw that Embiid is killing it, Harden's killing it, the Clippers are doing well, the Nets are doing better, or the Nets. But anyway, the Sixers are doing better. And so the problem, therefore, is Doc Rivers. And therefore, he wants to come back and show that he can be the coach that leads the Bucks to victory. I don't know, man. I don't feel very confident in Doc Rivers. I mean, how many times have we seen Doc Rivers get slapped around in the playoffs in like the last almost two decades?
Yeah. I mean, to the Bill Simmons point, I mean, maybe, but also $40 million for a half years of work sounds pretty good too. So like, I think that probably had something to do with it. I agree with that. I mean, like he hasn't really done anything meaningful since, I mean, not meaningful, but he hasn't won in the playoffs really since 2008, right? There's been a lot of like hype and then a lot of disappointment. I just don't think they're like it in that moment. If you were going to fire somebody in January when you are 30-13 and you're second in the East, like a clear title contender with one of the best players in the league, you have to have somebody that's like ready to go that can come in and immediately take command in the locker room. And I think Doc is a fine coach. Like, I don't think he's a horrible coach. I think he's made some bad decisions in playoff games down the stretch. But like, I don't know who else do you even bring in at this point? Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know. Yeah, exactly. I don't even know where else you would go.
The Israeli guy. What's his name again? David Blatt. Yeah. Bring him back.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. I like that. Get Blatt. Get back. Get him back in the NBA, baby.
He deserves it. He's one of like the only coaches next to Griffin who was fired after having like a really good record. It was him and Griffin. So I would have said, get Blatt back.
I like that. We should start a campaign for that. Start getting t-shirts.
I like that. Get Blatt back.
Wow. Add that to your merch. You got merch store, right? Add that to the merch store.
I do. I will add it to the merch store. We alluded to it earlier about Fast Break being on chain. So I saw that video as well from one of the developers, Jer, I believe is his name. And he did mention that thing about like having a vision for obviously a lot more 5x basically of the users that are currently using Fast Break. And you mentioned something about having people be able to use Fast Break, do their own, you know, have a team hold Fast Break challenge, like similar to what So Rare has done already, where you can have your own little private tournaments. I was thinking that this has to be something beyond that, but I just don't know what. Have you thought of anything that would make sense? I mean, I understood what they were talking about, how it's all tokenized, it's all attached to you, and like you can use it anywhere, but what ideas are there, if you can think of any, that are beyond private Fast Break runs?
What I thought was funny is there was the implication of being like, well, we'd be able to audit it at any time. And I was like, well, isn't there's a small knit community within the Top Shot community. I believe one of them's in the chat right now who wants the packs audited all the time too, like the pack distribution audited. I'm like, they have that capability now and we haven't seen it. So I don't know if that really, if that changes anything. I don't know. I really don't know what that means for it being like making the fantasy aspect of the game better. I know they were talking about like, oh, like third parties can build on it, but I'm like, I don't know, but again, I'm also probably not the target demo that again gets like rock hard for that. I like, you know, I don't know. Have you thought of anything where it's like, oh, this is sharp. This is what we could do with it.
Not really, but I need someone smarter than me again. I need like, you know, like Alexo or someone who like develops on Flow every day, or Vinyls when he eventually gets on the show. I would love to like get a little better idea of what they think is possible.
Yeah.
And because you'd think that it has something to do with much. Yeah, go ahead.
No. I think you froze up for a second. And so you finish your thought.
No, I was going to say, you would think it must have something to do with much larger like distribution channels, right? And yeah, something sort of beyond a private tournament. So, you know, pie in the sky dream, like NBA.com, or I think someone mentioned like DraftKings, but I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me currently. But if that would ever be possible, then of course that would be huge. I just don't understand currently how that would work.
I also think like, and again, maybe this is egg on my face. I know Roham shared a clip of like Bill Gates talking to David Letterman and like, look at us now. I imagine if people want to go play daily fantasy sports or bet on something, they're going to go to fucking sports books or DraftKings or FanDuel or Underdog, right? I think this is, to me, this shouldn't be like, oh, this needs to be like the scalable thing, so that way we can bring in new people. Like, no, this should be, and I always say this about So Rare all the time too, like just be good at what you are, right? And if you want to be like this collectible thing, be the best possible collectible thing. If So Rare wants to be like the best fantasy game, don't come out with these collection bonuses and stuff. Just focus on like the thing that you're trying to be great at, instead of being like a C+ in six different areas, you know? And so like, if we're talking about this game as just like, whoa, but think about what Fast Break looks at later, then it's like we're losing the plot. I think like this should just be a fun thing that we have here. And not to say that we shouldn't like grow upon it, whatever. I just like, I think if that's like your building block, then it's a very different product than what's been talked about for like the last 4 years, right?
So you're talking about the product now in terms of just Top Shot in general, but like in terms of Fast Break, you're just saying stick to what you're good at. Don't become a Chinese food restaurant that also sells fried chicken.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. I also do want to like to put a little more context on the Jer thing, because I saw that without the context. I just saw him doing a YouTube video from his car, and I was kind of like, oh, why is this the announcement? Why is it like this? But this was a part of like a bigger Flow day, right? So it made sense to be getting into the brainier weeds of it all. Because I like understood a little bit more why people were so excited about it, because that was geared towards the people that would be excited about that thing. I got one question for you. Do you think they're incapable of saying any sort of announcement without like, do you think it's that brain meme, that kid in the school is like, like the brain vein popping out?
Yeah.
Where they're, you know, and they're just like 10 to 20,000 users. Like they just can't help themselves. They have to scream a number out. Like you had me. You're like, oh yeah, we're going to be able to do so much more developing on top of the game, and that way all 4.5 million of us can get. I'm like, no, stop it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, at least they're not talking about like 100 years in the future when your great grandkids are playing Fast Break. I mean, we got to take wins where we can find them.
That is true.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, maybe it's a case where things are trending in the right direction and they're thinking to themselves, well, if this just continues, then this is how much we should have like a year from now. But yeah, I would agree with you that it's better to kind of keep the cards close to the chest. It's kind of like when, you know, when you're trying something new out, you don't go and tell everyone about it, because it's better to keep it close to the chest.
Right. Well, and we're past the point now too, where it's not like anyone's asking for office hours anymore, or I think we stopped we don't have blog. I don't think we have blog posts anymore, or I don't know who's writing them now. If we do have them, I just imagine Steve Ballers Blockchain is doing literally everything. I imagine he is like physically making the moments, that he's writing the blogs, that he's pinging the Discord. But I like, no one's asking for those things anymore. And then when they come, they're like, oh, cool. So like, it's not like it was 2 years ago or a year ago where you have the pressure to like answer to people with those types of numbers and stuff like that. Like, you don't need to do it. Like, don't worry about it. You don't give us the numbers. You're good. You're good. No one's asking for a text AMA, which I would love to have. I would love to bring the text AMA back.
I know. I remember you were doing numbers on that text AMA live stream.
Yeah. Those are like my two best shows in the last 2 years were the live AMA and then the when we did RIP Top Shot. And I don't even remember what announcement it was that we did that. And then, of course, like if you watched the show, it was really funny. But if you only looked at the tweet, everyone was like, this piece of shit.
Well, you seem to enjoy kind of getting yourself into those situations. But anyway, let's Stan Laws wants a fist bump. Let's give it to him.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, man. Man, that was an awkward fist bump. Don't put that. Don't put that. Jeff didn't put that. It's been a viral. Jesus Christ. No, I appreciate it. It was weird.
When's the last time you talked to Judge?
Oh, man. Who did I tell this to? I think I told it to Steve. Like, I message Judge basically every maybe 3 months or so. And I'm like, Judge, come on the stream. Gonna come on the stream. What's going on? And I think like 2 months ago, he actually replied to me. He's like, yeah, I'm working on some things. I think I'm gonna come back soon. And then he doesn't respond again for like another 6 months. So I don't know what he's up to. It's such a mystery.
Do you think he's still watching?
Washing? Probably not.
Watching.
I guess probably not. I mean, is it the Occam's razor? It's one of those razors where it's like the most logical thing is probably the answer. Is that Occam's razor? Do you know? Do you know your razors?
Yeah. It's Gillette, Occam's, and then Jacob's ladder. Those are the
right, that's the one. I wasn't sure if it was Jacob's ladder or Occam's razor. But yeah, I think it's probably just the case of someone who was streaming for 5 hours a day, just putting like all their money into like this just very speculative asset and getting burnt out and then seeing the value of their asset go down a lot and probably just being like, you know what? I think I'm done here for the foreseeable future. Yeah. I feel like that's what happened.
I asked you that because I think I'm 95% sure I saw him in Vegas for the in-season tournament. And it was the Bucks Pacers game, and I think I saw him in a Giannis jersey, but I just didn't have it in me to go talk to him. I wasn't sure, like if I was right, I didn't know. I was like with my dad at the time. I was like, I don't know how long. And then if I was wrong, I'm like, I didn't want to do any of the context to explain the situation, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes you need a lot of emotional juice in the tank to be able to like go through that conversation, that situation. You're like, I just don't have it.
And you know what? I'm sure if he was being honest, he probably, there's a part of him that's like, you know, I'm glad he didn't come up.
Yeah, don't really want to have this conversation. You know, like, actually, that's the way I feel sometimes too. Like, I don't know about you, but sometimes, for example, I'll be like randomly on Instagram, let's say, and I'll see like a picture of a friend from high school who I haven't talked to in like literally probably 20 years. And I'll be like, oh, I really want to make this joke to him right now, because I remember when we were like 13 years old and we thought we were cool. And this is a real story actually. And we took cinnamon sticks from the kitchen and we lit them with lighters and we smoked cinnamon sticks in his garage. And like, I really want to just make that joke to him right now, but I know that if I do it, I'll be just creating that really annoying conversation that I don't want to have, which is like, oh, how you been? And oh, you have kids and where are you living? And what are you doing? Like, I just don't want to do it. So I'm going to actually just pass on whatever like benefit I was going to get from reaction from my joke. I'm just going to let that go.
Yeah, I've been getting really into True Detective, and like because the new season started, I rewatched the first season a while back, and I saw same thing. A friend of mine, an old friend on Instagram, posted something about it, and I was like, oh, I was starting to go like, oh, dude, I just rewatched season one, and I'm like, oh, where does it? So then this person double taps it, being like, nice, dude, and then that's it. I'm like, what am I doing? I don't need to do this.
Yeah, just not worth it. You got to just see where that's going, see where that road is taking you, and just realize
Yeah.
that it's not worth it. Let it go.
No. 10 years ago, absolutely, I'd do that. Now I'm old, I'm wise, and I'm tired.
Exactly. Much wiser now.
Yeah.
So that, actually, there's one more thing I wanted to talk about, which is so I don't know if you've been paying attention or not, but we have the Freshman Gems sets coming out, right? And so these are rare moments of all the rookies numbered, I think, to 299, 30 rookies, pretty big drop. People are pretty excited about it. One big element of this is the burning of rookie debuts, which is something that we've never seen before. And that's kind of interesting as well, kind of gamifying. Do you burn your debut? Do you hold your debut? Everyone else burns their debut. But the thing that is kind of blowing my mind right now is you have these burning leaderboards, which I'm all in favor for. But you see people burning like 5,000 TSS, which is the equivalent of like $500. And this is not like $500 that you spent 2 years ago, and now you're like, you know, there's no way no anyone's gonna buy that back from you at that value. People
Right.
are burning like $500 worth of rookie debut moments to get their hands on one rare. Can you help me
In
understand this one? Oh, sorry, out of 199.
I don't want I don't no, I can't help you understand. These ones, I don't understand that. Unless it's for like anybody outside of Chet Wemby, I mean, it doesn't matter, right? Like, you know, you think we always do this exercise, or we used to when we were looking at the market a little bit more regularly, but it's only exciting until it's not anymore, right? Like, it's exciting because it's a rookie, and then they're not rookies anymore, and then they are now excited about the new rookies. And maybe the benefit they have this season is that next year's rookies are gonna suck so bad. So I don't know, like, you know, yeah, I can't really. And I know you're saying like Brandon Miller, Scoot, Triple J are not bad longer term. I mean, compared to like what other rookies longer term, though? I mean, like, you can go back and look at LaMelo and Anthony Edwards. You think those guys are going to be those two guys, you know? And so it really, and again, maybe I'm wrong, but like Bilal Coulibaly, I love Bilal Coulibaly. I'm a big Coulibaly fan. I think he's going to be a really good basketball player. I don't, when you think about this rookie class, I don't know how many people are going to be like, dude, don't give me the tall Frenchman. Give me the shorter Frenchman. You know what I'm saying? He's not even the best guy from his country in this draft.
I think it's also the fact that there's this sort of gamified element of like of collecting them so that you can then get the expert challenge, or then you can like go after, you know, the rewards at the end of the season. I think that all plays into it as well. And it's going to be interesting like how they continue to balance the plates, or the balance the spinning plates, because at the end of the series, like, it's going to be like whatever you flash challenge was in the past, where, you know, it's or set challenge where, okay, it's over, and then like, all right, now we don't want this old toy anymore. So they have
Right.
to, you know, they have to somehow figure out how to like keep that going, or if that's just sort of part of the game, and you got to just kind of figure it out and think, all right, well, I
Yeah.
don't care. I want to hold on, even if it might drop in value, and I don't care, or something else.
And I will say too, just in case anybody thinks I'm fudding and then starts tweeting at me, I like they have been crushing it with the packs, it seems like this year. Like they've done a much better job with like the amount of moments that are going out, the price points of the packs. Like people, they seem to be a hotter commodity than they've been in seasons past or series past, or whatever the fuck we call them now. So I think like credit to them. I feel like it's been a lot of like small, not small, small sounds insignificant, but just like one lifetime logging, but just like little collecting W's, you know, collecting W's here and there. Not to the point where I'm like, ooh, I gotta line up, but you know, I think that's it seems better. It seems like the sentiment is better, the product is better. They're building, dude. Tandy, they're in there and they're fucking building.
Oh, they're building. You got to do this. They're building. But also, like, I would agree with you 100%. And I think the biggest part is just being smart about like how many packs they're releasing at a time. So they can release like a buttload of quick rips. Like, there's going to be a ton of quick rips. But the other thing too is like the fact that there's a floor of a dollar, everyone sort of accepted that now. You know, there's no
Yeah.
more angst about like, but what the hell? This dollar S2 Giannis was worth 200 when I bought it in 2021. Like, that's over now. That's the past. There's nothing that can be done. So it's like, all right, I realize that if I buy a quick grip and I get a bunch of $1 moments, like, that's kind of what I was expecting. And if I get a
We've
rare, awesome, I'm happy. So I
been
think that
beaten
that's a
down.
big reason too.
We've
That
been
would be
beaten down.
Yeah, maybe that's part of it. But like now there's such a clear delineation, if that's the word, between like commons and rares, I think that's also good. And the yep. fact that there's less packs, and now people can actually take advantage. The rent seekers can still come back and make some money on the pack marketplace. So there's, I feel like there's a lot of good elements there. We're not seeing people going through the line 20 times to buy 20 holo Top Shot 50 packs or anything like that.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. It does. It seems like if people who were mad enough left, and the people that are left are excited about it and enjoy it. And that's, you know, maybe it's not like the money-making printing machine that it was for a little bit, which obviously was not sustainable, but I think it has seemed to have just reset a little bit, which I think is good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Top Shot Tuesdays. That's what it's all about. So what else, Mike? We're going to talk about that giveaway in a second, but I know that Mike only has a couple more minutes. So this is how we're going to do the giveaway. And I'm going to actually take a page from Mike on this one. Everyone in the chat, let me think, how am I going to collect your names? Just write anything. Throw like, I don't know, Mike, choose a word, put a word in the chat.
God, how about Doc, since Jeb and Ben are going to be like making out tonight, talking about Doc Rivers when it's all said and done.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get Nightbot. And this is how this is going to work. And this is to give people in Australia a chance as well, in honor of our, the person who gave the moment,
JJL, the goat.
JJL. So yeah, throw Doc in the chat. Here's how it's going to work. Everyone who's here live, you're going to get two entries. Actually, no, sorry. Let me refresh. Everyone who's here live, you're going to get an entry. When this thing is over, comment and get another entry. So there you go. By being here live,
there you go. Get that's one nice. Entry.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. So everybody write in the chat or else it's not going to get your name. So write in the chat and I'm going to be able to select and make sure I get you all. So it's doing that now. All right. So keep it going, everybody. If you want to get your hands on this Jason Tatum MGLE moment, let me see if I can bring it up. This would be a great moment. Yeah, it's very generous. Very, very generous. There's my new Marvin Bagley. Maybe we'll do the Bagley instead, because this is also a great... This is also a great fast break moment. So I'm actually calling it audible.
That would be so funny.
The ultimate rug. Look, you're in the NFT space. This is what happens. You get rugged. I'm rugging you. I'm rugging you all.
You're lucky I'm giving you anything.
So yeah, here we go. It's the Jason Tatum MGLE rare moment that can be yours. And all you need to do is write Doc in the chat. That's going to get you one entry. And then when this video is over, or if you're listening to this or watching this after the fact, comment whatever you want in the chat. And then I'll have to hunt you down and get your Top Shot name. So when you comment in the chat, please add your Top Shot name if you could. Okay. Well, Mike, I know you got to go in like a minute. What do you want to talk about in your last 60 seconds or so?
Yeah, I was going to say, I got like five more minutes if you had more stuff on the docket. I'm going to just throw just in, because I know we talked about some of the fast break, and I promise this isn't like a bait and switch here, but we're doing it for the next couple of weeks, or as long as fast break is up and running. We're going to be doing a daily show every day at 3 p.m. Where we kind of break down the fast break contest, the slate, the daily contest, look at some of the upcoming stuff, and then use the projections over at Momentum Labs. But I'm going to drop a link into the chat. I know it's going to take you to Team Hold So Rare, because that's where I'm doing all of the fantasy gaming type content all in the same space, so that it's all in the same place. And I wasn't planning on doing Top Shot content, but the people have spoken. So, and if you're into So Rare, you're also, there you go. You can do it over there as well too. But yeah, we'll be doing that every day at 3 p.m. Eastern. And I think they've been good. We've had like a good little crew over there. So come check it out.
Cool. So there you go. Go check out Team Hold So Rare for your fantasy needs. By the way, just 2 hours until lock for fast break. If you guys want to get your lineups in, if you haven't done your lineups.
There you go. Tandy, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I mean, can't complain, I suppose. You know, got your health, got your family. What else do you need in life?
That I guess that's it. Yeah. I guess that's it. Mm-hmm. There you go. You covered it. You're good.
Yep. Yep. Look at this rich person in the chat, by the way. Is that a real CryptoPunk?
Well, also, Thomas, you were the one that won the you check your Top Shot account. I sent you a Tyrese Halliburton like an hour ago.
Well, I think he's trying to double dip. We got 40. I got 40 people with comments in the chat out of, well, there's 62. We even have a Twitch viewer. Hello, Twitch viewer. I definitely need a Twitch viewer drop, by the way. If you guys have any funny ideas, I definitely need something to to have like a Twitch viewer drop. We also have 5 people on Twitter, which is fun.
Well, there you go. Shout out Twitter.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's 40 of you. So if you haven't chatted yet in the chat, please do so if you want to have an entry. And then after this is over, comment in underneath the video, add your Top Shot name, say whatever you want. Maybe talk about Peloton bikes or...
There you go. Yeah. Zeloton. Hey, are you prepared tonight for Stan Love's behavior after the Celtics Heat game?
Oh, geez. Well, you mean if the Heat win? If we have to watch Scary Terry beat us?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm prepared for it. Stan loves talking and shit. Basically, I suppose if I was a Heat fan, I'd do the same. I mean, my team is dog shit, but they happen to beat the Celtics a lot. So
yeah,
you got to take the wins where you can get them.
There we go. Stan in the chat. Also, some Matt said this show made you depressed. Matt, so what's going on, man? Or are you always depressed and this just didn't help? Is that what's happening? Because if you know, BetterHelp, we're still another product. It's BetterHelp promo code Zell.
Oh geez, yeah, and you can listen to that while you're lying down on your Casper mattress.
I worked at, I can throw it out here because I'm not really doing stand-up as much anymore, but I was working on a stand-up bit for such a long time that never ended up coming to fruition. But to me one of the funniest things is listening, because I like true crime and like listen, or not even podcasts, I just fucking love true crime, so the true crime podcast, and they'd be like, they would say something like so dark, right? And like, that's where they found the strangled corpse. Speaking of strangled corpses,
no, they wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, not, it wouldn't be that, but it was always like such a, it would just be like a wind chime, and then would be like, have you heard, is just your dick not going up? How about Blue Chew? Like, and just like the transitions from like really dark stuff to just like an ad read, I think is always the funniest.
I know, that's so true, isn't it? I think I was, when I was used to listen to that, like Syed, what was his name?
Syed guy.
Serial, yeah. And then I remember it would always be Blue Apron. There would always be like Blue Apron ass.
Yeah. Yeah, and right. And it's like, yeah. And then we learned the serial killer was a cannibal. Do you want to get fresh ingredients? But you don't have time to get to the grocery store?
But do you ever think about what would the right ad be? You know, like, are you interested in possibly murdering someone?
Yeah, it's just PSAs. It's just PSAs. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that is actually like part of, like, they have to do it. Maybe like legally they're like, listen, dude, this is way too dark. So you need to come out with somebody on a harp, and you need to be like, dude, you just like sneakers. It's gonna be sneaker ads, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's it's jarring for sure. Oh geez. All right. Well, let me double check here. All right, we got 44 of you, so that's not bad. That's like a solid number.
Nice. Top Shot's back, baby.
Yep, Top Shot's back, baby. Fast break all the way. All right, well, I guess that's about it, Mike, unless you got any other closing words.
No, hey, listen, thanks for having me. It was good to be back. I was thinking I haven't been on here in a while, so it was good to hang out. Good that you're still doing stuff. I know this might be an unpopular opinion, but I actually think you are the Michael Jordan of NBA Top Shot content. So throw that out there. All right. I know we're throwing MJ, we're throwing goats around, but you are the Michael Jordan.
Wow. That's very nice of you, Mike. I think the only thing I can say is either this one,
King in the Castle,
or maybe this one.
Stop it. Get some help.
There you go.
All right.
Both work.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Mike. Have a good rest of your day in that WNBA hoodie. And, oh, and we will talk again soon. Take care, everybody.
Sounds good. Thanks, man. See you guys.
Static Selector.